It's Joe Benito and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go with Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan.
All right, 10:03 on The Fan, and a very good Thursday morning to you. The Midday Show. Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're here, of course, till 1 o'clock. CMB will come your way. Mike, after that, we're live and in living color, so Dolph doesn't get crazy from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses only at ShopRite. Of course, the Mike Friend sets the chair. The aforementioned Dolph Kramer and Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We open with Croatia's big win in stoppage time yesterday against England.
Stoppage time.
Should we do that?
And extra time. I think it was both. It was stoppage time and then extra
time. How much time can you... What do you mean? Stoppage and extra?
Well, it was stoppage for when the ball goes out of bounds, but then extra time because it was tied. You know, it's to determine a winner.
Oh, I see. That's almost like their overtime play?
Yeah.
I thought they did the shootout kickout.
No, they do two. I think it's two 15-minute sessions of extra time. I'm all over the soccer.
You really
are. My father-in-law was watching it. He was into it. I was asking him who he was rooting for, and he's like, Croatia. I don't know why, but he was rooting for Croatia.
Yeah, why? What can I tell you?
And congratulations to Croatia. So now we've got a Croatia-France World Cup final.
Right.
And I apologize. I did a disservice to you and all the Met fans out there.
How'd that?
I should have told everybody that the Mets were going to win last night. The Mets never lose on my birthday.
Is that true?
It's true.
Undefeated?
They have now won six straight games on my birthday.
Wow.
Now, a lot of times it's the All-Star break. The last time they lost on my birthday, I didn't care that much because it was the day I turned 21. So I wasn't really paying attention that night.
35 wasn't as good?
35. I mean, it was great. I had a great time with my wife. Went out for dinner, and then the Mets won.
Right.
The thing that annoyed me.
You didn't go to the game, though.
No, I didn't go to the game last night.
What annoyed you?
Here's what kills me.
Besides the fact that the ground pitch is great and he can't get the win.
No, that's what annoyed me. That's it.
No, of course.
Because while winning is nice, even though the Mets are going nowhere, they're going absolutely nowhere.
And they do seem to win a lot of walk-off games.
They do. No, it's very exciting.
The two wins against the Phillies this week were walk-offs.
Everybody gets to jump up and down. Right. It's really
exciting.
Wilmer,
Nimmo.
But it crushes my soul.
When you saw Matt Dendeka playing?
No, I didn't care about that.
No, I did. I mean, I didn't even know he was on a team.
I put the game on.
Is Dendeka. What?
It crushes my soul that Jacob deGrom is having this all-time season.
He really is. This historic season. He is.
And this putrid offense and putrid franchise can't get the guy a win. And I don't usually care about
wins. Can't even get him a run.
They can't get him a run. The guy pitches a shutout last night.
Joke.
They can't get the guy a run. So while I'm glad they won the baseball game, yippity-doo-dah, it just annoys me that Robert Gazelman gets the win, who now has more wins than Jacob
DeGrom. He leads the team. I think he's got the most wins on the team.
He's got like six.
Right. He's got more than anybody.
And I know the win stat is stupid, and I shouldn't care about it. But it just bothers me that here is this guy with a 1.68 ERA.
Yep.
It's nearly a half a run better than Max Scherzer. And he can't get wins from this putrid team.
It
annoys me.
No. It's annoying, but he was phenomenal last night. And at least they won. I mean, look, they got four hits. What do you want? I mean, come on.
And
here's the other good thing about last night's Met game. We got to see Madge throw the first pitch out.
That was great.
I did not know. Did you notice that Madge had a twin brother?
I didn't know that, no.
Did you see it last night?
Yeah, I didn't know that initially. All I knew about Madge is that he loves donuts. That's what
I remember about him. I mean, I'm watching it, and I see this guy, like, they didn't say anything initially, and I see this guy standing next to Madge. I'm like, wow, that looks like Madge with a beard.
Right.
I'm like, is that his father? Nah, it can't be his father. Good guy, you know. And then they said, yeah, it's his twin brother. I didn't even know. And he's a lawyer, I guess.
Madge's Madge's brother's a lawyer, and then Madge is sitting there at every Met game for 25 years.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. No,
he deserved the honor he got last night.
Yeah, he did.
He's done a great job, you know, going to every Met game, being passionate, you know, keeping Howie Rose in check. It's not an easy gig.
No.
And he's been doing it for 25 years. Here's the other thing. Sonny Gray now has more wins than Jacob DeGrom.
Can I say this about Sonny Gray?
Yeah.
Here's one thing we know about Sonny Gray.
Well, he could beat the Orioles?
Yes. That we know.
Yeah.
Now, can he beat anybody else? Nah, I don't know about that. But against the Orioles, he's been dominant.
Well, here's the way you got to look at it.
Yes.
Now, when Sonny Gray makes his next start, which could be against the Mets, it could be, or it may not be.
Right.
It could be against the Rays. We'll see. He probably won't pitch as well. Okay.
Well, he's probably not going to start again until after the All-Star break.
Right, because you could reset your rotation.
Right.
But remember last night's Yankee-Oriole game, according to Boomer Esiason, was a must-win game.
Right.
So Sonny Gray, in a must-win game,
got the job done.
Pitched six scoreless, beautiful innings.
It helped that they got nine runs for him.
That was a help.
A little help.
That was a
help. How about Greg Bird? I mean, if you think about this, like if you're a Yankee fan last night, two guys that you are ready to just ship out of town, right? Am I right about this?
Who?
Greg Bird and Sonny Gray.
Yes.
They are ready to dump both of these as fast as they can. Bird stinks. He's terrible. How's he still playing? Yada, yada. Gray's the worst pitcher that we've ever seen. And look who the big star. And it looks like maybe Bird's getting hot now, too.
Well, and you have to throw a third guy in there, and that's Tyler Wade.
Right.
Because Tyler Wade has never hit at the major league level.
Right.
And I think a lot of Yankee fans have viewed Wade as just not a major leaguer. And he had three hits yesterday.
I wouldn't put Wade on the same level as Bird and Gray, though.
You know, because he has less of a role.
He's a fringe guy.
I just mean in terms of the guy that needed to do something.
Right, I get that.
He raised his average about 100 points.
And Romine, who every Yankee fan now is ready to be anointed as the catcher, let's get rid of Sanchez, let's dump, he's terrible. You know, he hit a home run.
I got to admit this about Romine. I feel bad saying this because I really have nothing against Austin Romine. When he hit that home run, I actually cursed out loud. And the reason I did.
Because what I just said?
Yes. Because I knew that today there's going to be Yankee fans who are going to say, you see, he should replace Sanchez. He's an everyday catcher. You're an idiot. He's hitting 280. He's got six home runs. You're a hater. And so as that ball was nestling over the fence, I envisioned this irrational trade Gary Sanchez. Austin Romine is the future.
It's
Ernie
unbelievable.
Thought the same thing, and he's a Yankee fan.
Can I admit something?
Ernie doesn't want to trade Sanchez.
Was annoyed Romine hit the home run.
I am actively almost rooting against Romine offensively.
Because of that reason, right?
Yes, because every time he does anything, Yankee fans start to think that he's better than Sanchez.
No, I know. It's absurd. I understand.
He did leave six guys on yesterday. You know, I know he went 2-for-5 with a home run, but I'm just trying to nitpick now.
When you win 9-0.
It doesn't matter.
But it's absurd. But it was a big night for guys that the Yankees want to get rid of.
It was, yeah. No, absolutely.
Yankee fans, not the Yankees.
Yeah,
Yankee
not the
fans.
Actual Yankees.
Right.
Now, the actual Yankees want Manny Machado, apparently.
Seems that way.
I have had a very difficult time believing the reports over the last few days, and I'm still very skeptical about it. But joining us in about an hour and a half in his weekly spot
great
is
John Heyman.
And John Heyman is even reporting
the great John Heyman.
That, yes, the Yankees have made a serious offer for Manny Machado, and not only that, John wrote an article at what was formerly FanRag. They're calling it something else now. I forgot.
I don't know what it is.
And in that article.
Rag fan.
Drag fan?
Rag fan. They just reversed
fan
it.
Fan cred.
Oh, fan cred. Oh, okay.
So John goes right up our alley. It's almost like he wrote the article for us, not Met related. He decided to put odds next to each team pursuing Manny Machado.
Nice.
And here's what he came up with, Yankee fans. You guys
even
are
money?
The co-favorites.
Co-favorites with who? Philly?
The Los Angeles Dodgers.
Okay.
Right now.
That's for a trade at the deadline.
That is a trade at the deadline. That's what we're talking about, not free agency. So right now, he has the Dodgers and the Yankees listed at 4-1. He's got the Brewers at 6-1. He's got the Phillies at 7-1. He's got the Diamondbacks at 8-1. He's got the Indians at 15-1. And he's got the Cubbies at 20-1.
Right.
So he is telling you, and I do believe John,
even though
a part of me doesn't want to buy it or it still doesn't make enough sense to me, but he thinks the Yankees are in on this. And the only thing that really makes a lot of sense is what Morosi told us the other day.
Right, they trade Andujar for a pitcher, young pitcher.
Okay, but here's my question with that. All right, what young pitcher right now are you trading Miguel Andujar for?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who's the guy?
Well, he said Zach Eflin. Are the Phillies really looking to trade him?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I mean, are they?
And that seems to me like more of an off-season kind of trade than it is a July 31st trade.
Right.
Now, the Giants are not trading Madison Bumgarner. The Mets are not trading Jacob DeGrom or Noah Syndergaard right now. So who are we talking about? Let me ask you this, Yankee fans, and I know the answer is no. I'll help you out. You trading Andujar for Michael Fulmer?
No, you can't do it.
No. So what are we talking about? Are they going to really take Miguel Andujar and send them to Scranton so they can make a trade for Manny Machado? I don't like this.
You're going to trade him for Fulmer. We'll give you Wheeler for him.
Sure.
I'm just saying. I'm throwing it out there.
It's very kind of you.
Very nice of me. I understand.
Well,
I mean, why not?
I did read last night. Who's the one who tweeted it? I forgot. I want to give the guy credit. But some baseball reporter, it may have been Heyman, tweeted that the Yankees doing their due diligence on Zach Wheeler.
I'm sure they are.
Dude, do it all day, baby.
Yeah. What are we getting for him?
I'll ask you a serious question.
Go. Wheeler for who?
Would you take Tyler Wade back?
I got to get more than that, don't I?
Why?
What in,
why do you have to?
Wheeler?
It was Mark Carrig, by the way, who reported.
Mark Carrig?
Good job, Carrigy. Well, because it's Zach Wheeler. He's not that good. You know he's not that good. We all know he's not
that
good.
I got to settle for Tyler Wade.
Well, what do you want?
Give me Drury.
Oh, you do Drury?
Yeah. I like that better. He's 25. I know he's a proven major leaguer. He can move right into the lineup immediately. He could play second base. He could play third base. I would rather have Drury.
Okay. Well, he's certainly
then
more
I would
of a,
do it.
He's more
I like him better than Wade.
Look, he's more of a proven major
is
leaguer.
Is that fair, Ernie? Is that a fair deal for you or no?
I think it's very fair, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the problem with Tyler Wade is that when he's played in the major leagues, other than last night where he hit that first major league home run, and the Yankees did a great job giving him the silent treatment, he just hasn't hit in the major leagues. But he's only 23 years old. It's not as if Tyler Wade is 30 and he's just not proven himself. I mean, he hasn't proven himself, but it's a very small sample size. Brandon Drury's had two successful years in the major leagues. So I understand why Drury would be more appealing.
Yeah.
I'd
rather have Drury. He's only 25. So, I mean, at least I got a major league guy. I don't know what Wade is. I don't know if he's really – I don't know how good
he
is.
Well, he hasn't hit. That's the problem.
Right.
And I got to admit, and maybe it's because I'm just so beaten up. I'm just so
destroyed. We are beaten up.
That when you're beaten up, you can go many different ways. And one of the ways sometimes I go is I look for silver linings.
Do you?
I look for something positive.
You don't start, looking at the Net Summer League?
Well, I did that, too.
No, I'm sure.
Jared Allen had a great move on the perimeter. But whatever.
Jared Allen's going to be good.
Hey, I may get Mello. How about that?
Kevin Knox and Jared Allen. There you go. Eastern Conference Final.
Teenagers.
Eastern Conference Final.
That's right.
There you go. Someday.
So I was thinking about this. When I hear, someday, 2026.
Maybe.
So when I hear yesterday that the man that you can't find, Yoenis Cespedes,
how about this?
Is thinking about coming back to play first base, my mind started working.
I think it's tremendous if that's the case. That's good.
Can I tell you what I came up with?
I can't wait.
Okay. I want you to calm down right
now. Is it deal,
everybody?
Now?
It's five deals.
We're making five deals.
Five moves.
Okay.
The Mets are not going to sign Manny Machado as much as you and I want them to, right?
Yeah, unfortunately.
So what I've told you before is that, realistically, the Mets will Band-Aid this franchise.
Yes.
They're not going to trade DeGrom.
No, that's typical.
Oh, okay. So I came up with five Band-Aids.
Go ahead.
And I'm curious how you'd feel about it.
Band-Aids. Go ahead.
First of all, Cespedes.
Many different sizes of Band-Aids.
They're very different. They're all different shapes and everything.
Right.
Five Band-Aids.
Go.
Number one, Cespedes is the first baseman.
Right, I like that.
The guy who's also going to play first base is Jay Bruce. Okay? They're both going to play first base.
Yep.
Michael Conforto will be the right fielder.
Yep.
Brandon Nimmo will be the left fielder.
Okay?
Free agent signing number one, A.J. Pollock.
Okay?
Done. Now, he's always hurt, so he fits in perfectly.
Right.
That's the biggest knock on Pollock. But he's 30, 31.
He'll be good for a while, though, before he gets hurt, just to make it worse.
All right. Exactly. It fits right in.
So he'll be great, and then he'll get hurt.
Exactly. Right. Just like he was this year.
Like the middle of May.
Right. A.J. Pollock, number one.
Right.
Number two. Daniel Murphy, okay? Get him on a one-year deal.
I'm in for Murphy.
He's your second baseman.
Even though, he's coming back from an injury. He's not 20 anymore, but
I want to interrupt this by reminding Met fans that this is all what they could do.
They're not doing anything
bigger than this.
Right.
They could do something like this.
Right.
Number three, Kelvin Herrera, okay? There's your reliever.
Out of the pen.
Number two out of the bullpen, even though I don't think he's as good as he used to be. He knows New York. He's got experience. D-Rob, David Robertson.
Okay.
All right.
Now where are we going? Is he a free agent, Robinson?
Yes.
Okay.
Got to get a catcher. That part I can't figure out. All right. Jonathan Lucroy.
Okay.
No. Wilson Ramos.
Even better.
There you go. So Ramos, Murphy, Pollock, Herrera, Robertson. Are you pumped about 2019?
Well, it's better. If you tell me Cespedes is healthy the whole year, if you tell me Pollock's going to be healthy the whole year.
If you're telling me Syndergaard's healthy the whole year.
And,
if you're telling me Frazier's healthy the whole year. If you're telling me Bruce
I forgot about
is
Frazier.
The whole year. If you're telling me Rosario looks like a major leaguer.
Well, he has the last two games. Last two games, he's showed signs of life, Rosario.
In all seriousness, this would not really excite me, but I believe that that template that I just laid out
is very median.
Yeah, I think that's the median kind of thing you're looking at. And maybe it's not Pollock. Maybe he's too expensive. Maybe it's somebody else. But I think that that's the approach they're going to take to try to fix this baseball team. They are going to take the, we're going to try to get better and have you saying exactly what you just said. Think about what you just said and I just said. If Cespedes is healthy,
that's always the story with our team.
Right.
If.
Well, you can do that.
You know?
Or you could break the whole thing down. And that involves trading a guy who's having a historic year this year, Jacob DeGrom.
I just can't trade him.
I don't want to trade him either.
Can't trade him. This guy's he's a tremendous pitcher. He's one of the best, if not the best pitcher in baseball this year. I can't deal with
him. Now,
you know, you'd have to like deliriously blow me away to consider it.
There you go.
Delirious blow.
No, I don't want to trade him either.
Right.
I mean, I'm sitting there last night. I'm so giddy watching him.
He's unbelievable.
Makes me so happy.
Every time he got a guy out, I touched the bobblehead again. I'm serious. Every time you got like, oh.
That
one inning when he had to set, when Flores made that terrible throw that they gave a hit on to the guy. I mean, how do you give that guy a hit?
Yeah.
And then it looked like Mesoraco had thrown him out at second base, but he was safe. He was safe, too. I think it was at Herrera. Adubel
Herrera.
Right. And then what does Jake do? He does what he always does.
He's tremendous.
Out of it. How about the fact that that teams are hitting like 120 against him with runners in scoring position?
That's incredible.
I mean, think about that.
It really is. And I was breaking it down this morning because now my only goal left in this baseball season as a Met fan is this guy winning the Cy Young. Yep. I really want that. Yep. I remember when Dickey was trying to win the Cy Young. I didn't get into it. I didn't care as much.
I was okay with that.
No, you were into it. No, I'm saying I wasn't personally. Just I wasn't. I wasn't into it.
Right.
I didn't care that much about 20. I don't know what it was. I just didn't care that much.
Right.
I am fully invested in this guy winning the Cy Young. And I'm trying to be fair about it. So I was looking at Scherzer's numbers. Max is great. I mean, he is right now, for my money, the best pitcher in baseball what he's done the last half decade.
If Jake DeGrom had 10 wins right now, he's the Cy Young
guy. But
that
shouldn't matter.
I'm with you 100%. And maybe it won't. I mean, he's having such an unbelievable year. Maybe it won't matter at the end of the day.
Here are the numbers.
Maybe it won't.
The numbers I find important, ERA, innings pitch, things like
that.
What
does Scherzer, besides wins, have him beat in right
now? He's got him beat in whip, but it's very close.
Yeah, okay.
In innings pitched, they both made the same amount of starts.
Right.
Max has thrown four more innings. And remember, DeGrom has those two starts that weren't full starts. One he left after four.
Yeah, in a one-inning game.
Right. So he's actually basically pitched more innings than Scherzer when he hasn't had those two issues.
Right.
But overall, Max has thrown four more innings. Here's where Max really hasn't beat. Strikeouts. He strikes out everybody.
Yeah. To me, strikeouts is a very overrated statistic.
So what stat matters to you?
Well, I think the number one stat is ERA.
Jake's got him beat by half a run.
No, I understand that. I think that's the number one stat. And I think you have to look, to me, it's not like the MVP with the Cy Young. If you are on a team that stinks and you're having this unbelievable year, I think that matters more than it does for a guy having a great year on a great team. And now, by no means are the Nationals a great team. They're a 500 team. They've been a major disappointment this year. Probably the biggest disappointment in baseball to this point.
They're up there.
Bigger than the Mets. Not even close.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everybody anointed. For years, they've been anointed the Nationals. You know? So, I mean, I look at that kind of thing. You know, when Steve Carlton had that historic year in 1972, to me, there's no question. This guy was a third of their wins with Steve Carlton.
Yeah.
How do you not give it to him?
And by the way, because I want to be fair about this, and I think I've been disrespectful by not mentioning this, there is a guy in the National League who has a better ERA than Max Scherzer, not named Jacob DeGrom, and a guy with more wins than a Max Scherzer, not named Jacob DeGrom. Obviously, DeGrom doesn't. And that guy's Aaron Nola. Nola's had a stupendous season.
With the Phillies, right?
Aaron Nola is 12-2 with a 2.27 ERA and a 0.98 whip, which is a slightly worse than Jacob DeGrom, basically same. And Nola's thrown 123 innings.
Well,
Jake's thrown 123 and a third.
Let's see how the second half plays out. You know, who knows? Maybe in the second half of the season, they actually start to score some runs for Jake.
But the wins shouldn't matter.
I'm telling you,
wins are a stupid stat. Sonny Gray's got more wins.
I am not disagreeing by any stretch. Could you imagine if he pitched for the Yankees? How many wins he had?
He'd have 30.
He'd be there with Severino. He'd have 14, 15 wins.
Yeah.
There's no doubt he would.
Probably.
You know? So I'm not disagreeing with that, and we've seen it now. It's certainly been downplayed as a stat. Felix Hernandez won it with a 13 win season, you know. But I mean, if he goes, let's say 7-5, Would they give it to him?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know if they would. I don't know.
It's
and Scherzer wins 20. Are they giving it to him?
I don't know. You watch this. You know that he's not doing anything that's costing him wins.
No, he's been unbelievable.
So then, why are we still looking at this antiquated stat in 2018?
I'm voting for him now. I would vote for him today.
Yeah, but.
Today.
But you care about wins. You still do.
I do a little bit.
Why?
But I think that they care about it.
Can I ask you why? You watch this guy every 5 days.
I guess this goes
up
an old school guy.
Yeah, but it's not the same sport anymore.
I understand. I get it. But, I mean, all I'm asking you is will the voters vote for this guy if he doesn't even win, it, let's say, 8 games? I don't know. I mean, would they?
I think a lot of the voters have moved on. I think they look at a lot of stats that we haven't even brought up. I think they're
going
to look at war,
look,
which I think is ridiculous.
Look, bro, he's certainly in the – look, right now, there is nobody in baseball pitching better than this guy. Who's better? Who has pitched better? As good as Severino has been, as good as Verlander has been, Scherzer, Nola, all these guys – who is pitched better than this guy?
Yeah, I think the way to look at it is it's not to say Scherzer and Severino or Nola have been worse, but you can't argue anyone's been better.
No.
When you have a 1.68 ERA.
Exactly.
A 1.68 ERA.
It's unbelievable. And how many starts has he given up, one run or less? How many?
You know, Severino's actually done it more, believe it
or not. Has he done it more?
Yeah. He has. But I think with DeGrom, it's just not the one run or less.
He's also in a different league.
Two runs or less, or three runs or less. He hasn't really had any bad starts.
No. What's the most he's given up that I can think of recently is three runs.
Recently,
like a three-run, six-inning game is the worst game he's had all year.
Well, he had a start against the Marlins early in the season where he gave up four runs.
Okay.
And I think that's the only one.
Okay.
He's had a
stupendous
season.
But, I mean, that's basically what it is. I mean, he gives up three runs in six innings. He had a bad game.
No, you're right. It's deeply frustrating. Even when the Mets win, I was frustrated. And as a Yankee fan, you got to be thrilled. Though I know you're waiting because the next time Sonny Gray pitches, the odds are he's not going to pitch six scoreless
innings. Well, he'll be pitching against the Orioles.
He's not going to be facing the Orioles.
Right.
But a nice win for the Yankees.
It's funny. He's like the only guy that could beat the Orioles.
I know.
How crazy is that?
5-5 against the Orioles.
Right.
And here's the problem. Here's the bad news. Last night, ho-hum, the Red Sox won again.
Again. How many in a row they won now?
Nine.
It's amazing.
They're incredible.
What they are doing is off the charts.
Chris Sale was brilliant last night. There was a little controversy in that game, which we'll address. We'll get to. It doesn't even involve the Red Sox. We'll talk about Sin Soo Choo ducking Chris Sale. That's coming up.
Push your telephone. Is that what he did?
No.
So he could keep his on-base streak intact?
You could blame the manager.
Come on.
Or you could blame the player.
How about the player saying, you know what, I'm out there?
But he was 2-for-22 against them.
Oh, well.
Come on. What are you going to do?
Can't ruin my streak. I got 49 straight games on my base.
It was actually something worse than him not starting the game. We'll get to that coming up.
All right.
Plus your telephone calls. John Heyman's going to join us in the 11 o'clock hour.
John.
He'll give us an update on the Manny Machado to the Yankee freight train that may be occurring.
Freight train.
Plus, we'll give you an opportunity to win Yankee tickets every single hour. And for the Giant fans out there, yesterday.
How about that? Supplemental.
Out of nowhere. Yeah. They add Sam Beal in the third round of the supplemental draft. We'll learn more about Sam Beal with Matt Miller, who's going to join us.
You know the story how the supplemental draft cost the Jets Brett Favre in 1992.
They used a pick.
On Rob Moore.
So they used it on Rob Moore.
Right.
They lost that
pick. They lost their number one pick because of
that. Unbelievable.
And that cost them Brett Favre.
Mm. That's the risk
just
with this kind of thing.
I know we got Brett Favre later, but let's be real.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Brett Favre at the beginning. Then it would have been a different story.
It's like the Nets getting Carmelo Anthony. Well,
exactly.
We got Carmelo Anthony.
Right.
It's like
him
out.
Right. It's like the Mets getting Willie Mays, 1972.
Right. You know? Exactly.
Please.